One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is simply a short story about how the inspiration to travel found me. There I was, sitting at the bar alone, drinking a beer. I just got back into town from a 3-day Aikido training seminar in another state. I flew back to Boise, unpacked, settled in, took care of some things, and then I thought, I'd like to go drink a beer. So I walked the 3 short blocks to our local pub, and there I sat. Here I am, drinking a beer at the bar by myself. The next thing I know, a feminine voice right next to me says, "Excuse me, would it be okay if I sat down and shared my drink with you?" Now, in the back of my masculine male head, I thought, oh, this is great. I don't have to make the first move. This lady is making the first move for me, making my job kind of easy today. So I went to go turn and look, and lo and behold, this happens to be an 81-year-old woman with a glass of wine. And I know she's 81 because later in our conversation, she told me. Now, for the moment, I tried not to be absolutely stunned, and I played it down really cool. I just looked at her, and I smiled, and I said, of course. Before I go any further into this story, I want to backtrack into my life just a bit and give you a little bit of a background. One of my lifelong dreams has been to do a lot of international global traveling in any capacity, and even traveling in the United States on some capacity. But ever since I was small, the idea of traveling has always been in the back of my head. And it's something I've always wanted to do. Now, after I got out of college, I didn't really have a lot of scratch, didn't have extra dineros to be doing a lot of international traveling. And I was able to ride my bicycle from Seattle to Chicago. I believe my first podcast is about that trip, and I'll be podcasting about great stories on that. And I had a great time doing that kind of bicycle traveling. And at that time, I initially had planned to do a lot of global bicycle traveling and touring, something that I've always wanted to do. But life has a way, and sometimes it's interesting how life can get in the way of life. And time moves on, and I just never really seem to gather the funds and acquire the time to do a lot of international traveling. And then right at the turn of the millennium, I believe it was 2000 or very early 2001, I bought my martial arts school, 3 Shapes Aikido, nestled pleasantly in the North End historic district called, well, the North End of Boise, Idaho. And for 1 decade, I simply rocked Aikido. I took care of kids. I put on a lot of festivals. I had a great time living in my martial arts school, teaching, training, hosting seminars, inspiring children, taking care of our community, just having a dandy, good old time. And part of that cool period was I actually did a lot of traveling within the United States, and most of that was because there is not a lot of Aikido in Idaho. I'd like to say there's a dearth of Aikido in Idaho. And that meant for me to train, I often had to leave. And I just wanted to keep my chops sharp. So I left a lot. I traveled a lot. I spent a lot of time in Seattle, spent a lot of time in Montana, spent an incredible amount of time in California. I spent so much time in California training, people actually thought I lived in California. But I was not ever able to do any international travel for that decade at my martial arts school. And I'm laying this foundation because this interaction that inspired me to more deeply travel, and then it also inspired my mother, occurred while I was the sensei at Three Shapes Aikido. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I had just flown back into town from an Aikido seminar. I was unpacking. I thought, oh, it'd be nice to get a beer. It's been a long seminar. It was a long flight. I just want to pull it back a notch because I actually have a day job, and tomorrow I have to get up and go to work. So now we're back to where I left off. I'm sitting at the bar. I'm hanging out. This lady wants to sit down next to me. I turn to look, and lo and behold, it is an 81-year-old woman with a glass of wine. And she strutted up to me like it was nobody's business. And she said, hey, would it be okay if I sat next to you and shared my drink? And I turned to her and I said, well, of course. And she said, you know, you look like a really nice person. And I would just like to talk to you because I just got back in the country. And for a moment I paused, and I think I was actually drinking my beer, and I just And I said, you just got back in the country. Yes, she said. I've just spent the last 10 days in Paris. And I looked at her deeply. And she was looking at me with this really deep twinkle in her eye. And she was kind of shaking her wine glass around. She was almost inviting me to ask her more. And I said, okay, let me back this up. You just got back in the country from Paris. And she said, oh, yes. She was so sweet. Just like somebody's grandmama. You know, she was so sweet. She was just like, oh, yeah, I just spent 10 days in Paris. I like to fly there. And then, you know, it takes me a little time to get to my hotel. And then I just find a couple locations near my hotel. She's like, mostly what I like to do is just hang out and walk around. She's like, I don't have to see that much. And I only need to be there for about 10 days. And then I just take it real slow. I take a lot of naps. I walk around a lot. I see what I can that's close to me. And then I just got back into Boise. Now, I'm still slightly stunned. She still has that cute little twinkle in her eye while she's talking to me. And I looked over at her more deeply and very inquisitively. And I said, did you go alone? And she's like, oh, yes, my dear. I always travel alone. And I said, excuse me, I just need to cut all the fat here because, well, you came up to me, we're talking, you're being honest, I just want to be honest, and I would just like to ask you how old you are. And she said, I am 81 years old. And I just was just a little set back. And then my next question was, do you travel alone? And of course, she said, well, what she said. She said, yes, I always travel alone. And then my third question, which she invited, because she said, I can tell you have another question. And I said, as a matter of fact, I do. Aren't you scared to travel alone at your age? And she said, sometimes, yes, but that shouldn't stop you. And it certainly doesn't stop me. And she just started to share things with me about traveling and living and life. And she was so sweet. I had an extra beer. She had an extra glass of wine. And we just hung out and we talked. Actually, she did most of the talking. You know, she spoke about just not letting your fear stop you. And then she said, yeah, it can be difficult for me to travel a little bit. You know, I'm elderly. You know, it takes me a long time to carry my bags. I have to ask the taxi driver to carry my bag in. But once I get settled, I'm pretty much fine. And then she said, I don't need to do all the things I used to do. And I don't need to see all kinds of things. She said, mostly I just like to hang out at coffee shops and pubs and meet people and talk. And yeah, life is scary. But that shouldn't stop you. And it doesn't slow me down, even though I move pretty slow. Oh, she was hilarious. She was so sweet. And she said, you know, I'm 81. I can't do the things I used to do when I was 65. And I laughed so hard. And she's like, I can't do the things that I could do when I was 55 or 40 or certainly 30 and 20. I can't travel like that anymore. But that doesn't mean I cannot travel. And she said, sometimes in life, you just have to do the best you can within your range of capacity. And she said, you know, I'm 81, I'm somewhat frail, but I'm fairly active. I can walk around a lot. I'm not scared to travel on my own. But I also know that I can't do what I used to do. But I am just doing the best I can where I'm at. And then she snickered. She had that elderly, wise kind of giggle. And she said, you know, this is as young as I am ever going to be. So she's like, now is the time. I have the time. I'm retired. I have the money. And I want to do things. So she said, I travel about 4 times a year. And I just go wherever I want. I'm not really scared to go anywhere. And neither should you. And I got to tell you, at that time, I'd done no international travel. Mostly what I did was just listen. And this woman completely inspired me because of her age and her demeanor and her ability to overcome her fear and just be comfortable with her age and traveling at that age. Sometimes I think at that time in my head, I thought, oh, if you're over 60, I'm probably not going to travel that much. But she said she travels more in her 70s and in the beginning of her 80s than at any other time in her life. And that really resonated with me. That really meant something to me. That was very profound for me. And then we parted ways. And to this day, I don't even think I asked her her name. And I know she didn't ask me mine. All we did was just connect, talk, and then part ways. I have never seen her again. But I'll tell you what, I think about her often. Often. Because here's an 81-year-old frail-ish woman traveling the world. So I think, okay, with one hand, I'd do just fine. But then, just overcoming that fear thing. And over the years, it still took me a while before I could actually do some traveling. And I've been very fortunate lately, as a professional speaker, I've spoken in Singapore. I've spoken at the World Championships of Public Speaking with Toastmasters in Malaysia. I've spoken in the Czech Republic, Finland. I threw down in Finland. I threw down in Austria. So I've been around a bit. I've had the pleasure of doing some international travel, and I just came back from Tibet, and I did 2 weeks solo in China after that. And I think about this woman often. And I'll tell you, I recently went to Mexico with my mother. Because one day, I was talking to my mom. And I said, Mama, she's 71 at the time. I said, Mama, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? And she paused for quite some time and she really thought about it. And she's like, this is what she said. Ah, I just want to be a gypsy. Yeah, and we got a good laugh out of it. And then she said, you know, there's really only 5 places that I want to go. And she listed them off for me. One of them's Egypt. And then she wants to go to Jerusalem. And she wants to go to Rome. You know, she wants to go to the Vatican. She's deep Roman Catholic. I went to Tibet. I'm Buddhist. Seems to make sense. You know, but I could tell she was like, oh, I don't know if I can do it alone and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. But then I thought about this woman. This elderly woman. And I told my mom that story. And I said, you know, I met this woman who is 81, who travels by herself. She just came back from Paris. And it really inspired my mother. And then in my head, while we're having this conversation, I just realized sometimes the best way to acquire your dream is to support someone else's dream. And it just made sense that I can actually do a lot of traveling supporting my mother. And I was like, well, hey, Ma, you know, maybe we should travel together. Now, jokingly, I like to say that my mother is not necessarily my preferred traveling partner. And most of that is that I like solo traveling. Solo international global traveling. That's my style, with the one-handed overtone. But I thought, you know what, I can do this. And my mom was like, you know, I'd like to do it in the next 5 years before I get too old. That's what I told her, the story of this lady. And it really, you know, it got my mom over the hump. And then this year, 2017, my mom and I spent 10 days in Mexico. That was our first trip. We went to Mazatlan. She's got some friends that live in Miguel. And we just had a great time. We had a great time. And you know, it's really interesting that this very sweet elderly woman who had the courage to come up and talk to me and share something with me deeply inspired me as a traveler and wanting to travel and being more inspired to travel and making travel happen. But not only that, it inspired my mother. And now my mother and I are traveling together. We're in 2018, we're going to Rome. We're going to go to the Vatican. We're going to go to where my father was born. That's my mom's big dream. We're going to go to Naples and go to the first pizzeria that was, well, famous for pizza. And we're just going to rock. We're going to rock Italy. And then we got a few more years, my mom and I. And I'm going to take care of my mom. I'm going to repay the kindness of my mother this way. I'm going to travel with her. And in essence, I'm pretty much her bag boy. But in between all that, I get to do cool things and I get to take care of my mom's dream. And that's pretty special. And so much of this, I attribute to this elderly traveling woman at 81. She totally inspired me. She made a huge difference in my life. And she's making a huge difference right now. I just, like I said, got back from Tibet and China, and I'm making plans to go to Italy with my mother. That's my next big trip. So I just want to say again, I just want to share with you the things that she shared with me about overcoming your fear. Yeah, I have fear, but that doesn't stop me. And then she said, you got to travel. You got to do the things you can do at the best of your capacity, wherever you're at. No, I can't do the things I used to do when I was younger, but no one can. But that doesn't mean I can't do things. You just got to change with age and fit your capacity. And then by far my favorite phrase, coming from an 81-year-old international solo traveler, she said, "This is as young as I am ever going to be." And I cannot tell you how many times I say that to myself. This is it. Right now, I'm just getting started. I'm just getting my feet wet right now. Just feeling like a puppy. Right now, this is as young as I am ever going to be. So it seems like the best time to live my life the way that I want. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.